Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings, and look at that. It's 73 this morning. The air quality is moderate. Get outside, boys and girls.
Wait, 73 like the weather is 73 or 73 like that's the index?
Sorry, the temperature is 73.
Okay.
The index is 56, huh?
Hey! Okay.
We're all learning about air quality indexes.
We are.
The point is, go outside and go like this. Because you can.
Yeah. I mean, it's by the way, it's not even good. It's moderate, but we're celebrating that.
Yeah. It's better than 800.
You know, that's the thing about experiencing extremes of anything, is that then the lower doses of it are just like...
Well, you know what? Ask me what the AQI was 2 weeks ago on a random Tuesday. I don't
Never
know.
Never have I ever cared.
Yeah.
Ever.
It could have been this already, and I would have just been out there going for a jog. So, you know what? Enjoy life. And it looks nice outside today.
You know
it
what does. Else I don't understand? UVs.
Oh, yeah.
Me neither.
As a person who sunburns so quickly in the sun, I've never understood why people are like, even when it's cloudy, you can get sunburned. Because I'm like, why?
The sun's
not
out.
Covered.
So, yeah, we learn things when we have to.
Yeah.
One of these days, because of it's... The world's getting hotter. One of these days, they're going to be like, the UV is something, something. And then we'll learn all about UVs because we'll have to.
Oh, yeah. Well, catch me inside. How about that?
There you go. We're on a need-to-know basis with Mother Nature.
Yeah,
and until
absolutely.
I come to face-to-face with it, I don't need to know.
Yeah. Well, good morning. It's Moog and Carla Morning. It's got Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing. And I want to tell you, these two crack me up. At all the, God, I'm getting so old. I'm getting so old that I hear in this room.
I am.
You are the youngest one.
I know, but I feel old. I went to my doctor because I was like, I don't know, some things are going on with my body. Like, I get a little woozy too often when I don't eat and stuff. And she's like, hey, you're not 21 anymore. Like, eat a good breakfast.
You were 21 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's not that long ago, Moog.
Yeah, that's not that long ago.
Well, so I still feel old. Stop invalidating my feelings.
You just validated what I was saying.
That's not that long ago. His feelings are valid.
Exactly.
I get you on feeling a little bit older. Like, like even training now versus training last year for running, like, last year my knees didn't hurt. And now my knees hurt a little bit more. But I also... I'm like enjoying getting older.
Okay. So you're
not.
So Ahmad is not liking this. You're like, okay, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm a little more seasoned.
I feel more sophisticated now that I'm older. Like before meaning 2 weeks ago, I would go out to the club and I'd be there till like 4 a.m. dancing and then like, my hangover would last like 4 days. But now that I'm older, I went to the bar this weekend, had 2 glasses of wine. Felt the second one.
Wow.
Was home by 11 p.m.
Okay.
McChicken in hand.
Ooh.
And I was like, who is she? Because that used to never be me. Like, we go out to the point of failure, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
But now that I'm grown and sophisticated,
sure.
aka one time, I'm like, ooh, being old is fun. Like, now I get why everyone's in their grandma era and they're just like, I can't be home past midnight because...
Well, and it's so true because if you still have time to be awake, it is so fun. Like, when me and Stacey, when we do go out, when we go home to, like, hang out and veg and watch TV and have a McChicken or, like, just chill and it not be, like, 4 a.m. and we feel like death.
And then the next day, your day's ruined and the day after that.
That's why you party again the next day.
But it is just funny, I think, in general to hear you guys complain about being old. Ahmad, 27. Carla, can we say, just turned...
29.
30.
Yeah. welcome to your 30s officially, by the way. But
can I tell you something? When I looked up my time for the Stan's Donut Run, I saw my age category was 30. I almost threw up.
Oh, like, yeah, you're in a new bracket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like when you have to put in your date of birth on a website and you have to keep scrolling down the wheel.
Think of how much I have to scroll.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you say that to me?
Yeah.
And suddenly I just went from being sophisticated to feeling old.
Exactly. By the way, if anybody should be having a midlife crisis in this room, it should be me. I turned 40 in 2 months.
But you're excited.
Zero. Am I? I don't know that I'm excited necessarily to turn 40.
You just complain a lot less than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because age is so relative, right? To you guys, you probably think, well, Monk's almost 40. This guy's old AF.
This guy.
But you know what? In just a few short years, you two will be on your way to 40.
A lot longer for me.
A few short years is crazy.
Yeah.
You say now, wait until you're 39 in 10 months. You're going to be like, oh, that was short.
Yeah, but when I turn 40, you're going to be turning 50.
Wise words.
Then we're going to be doing all of the over-the-hill jokes.
Oh, I thought over the hill was now. Isn't 40 halfway?
No.
Depends on your life. I plan to live to 100 anyway. You're right.
You do always say that.
Yeah.
You do always say that.
That's the goal. We'll see what happens.
I think I'm good to go around 70.
70?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're over the hill now.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, no.
By the way, we're commercial free this morning. A chance to win $1,000 if you can crush Carla. Coming up at 7:50 with Can't Crush Carla.
Do it now while I'm still sharp.
Yeah, it's B96.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I don't know what you heard
about me. All right, we're catching some heat in this conversation about aging. It's B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. First off, I'm catching strays. This had nothing to do with me. And our friend Valencia calls and was like, I didn't know Moog was almost 40. You're the same age as my parents. Not true.
Yes.
How old is Valencia? She's like 26, 25.
No, she's like 22, 23, well,
yeah.
No?
Whatever, Valencia. I'm not the same age as your parents.
You are a parent, though.
Yeah.
Of a baby.
Yeah.
Of a toddler.
Yeah.
I'm a new pair. I'm young. I'm cool. Stop. Leave me alone. This is about you guys, Ahmad and Carla, who are 27 and 30, respectively, are basically talking about how they feel old in different ways. Ahmad is dreading it. Carla's like kind of, I think, a little bit more comfortable with her age at this point.
I don't think I have a choice.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, I used to, like, really like lying and saying, oh, I'm 25 and stuff, you know. But
you got different boxes to check now.
I do. And plus, now that my man's older too.
Oh yeah, he's in his 30s.
I can't make him seem like a creeper.
Yeah. And pretty soon, everybody in your world is going to be in their 30s.
Yeah. Everybody in my world is in their 30s now. Yeah? Yeah,
unless you're like me, I was doing this job with people in their 20s. I stay young.
We keep them young.
But yeah. Sam in Chicago, you have some thoughts, right?
Yeah. I don't think you guys know what old is yet. You have no idea what's coming.
What's coming? That sounds like a threat.
I was like, explain to me, a wise one.
Oh, it's
a
senior citizen, Sam.
No. Listen, you guys went on a run, and I don't think I've been on a run in easily 15 years.
Oh.
I don't think so either for me, Sam.
Listen, you don't sleep all night. You'll get like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and you'll either have to wake up because you're too warm, or you have to use the bathroom.
Oh, wow. Sam, you're making aging sound like...
Oh, my God.
Can I ask how old you are?
I am 57 years old.
Oh, 57.
And,
that's not that old either.
I had fun getting to 57, but you end up paying for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not complaining. This isn't sour grapes. You get older, you know? Your body changes, and you get these different routines that just come up as you get older.
I like how one of the first things you brought up is that you wake up a lot in the night.
Yeah. From what my doctor tells me, it's not the same for women, but you get less sleep. It's just the older you get, you'll get less sleep.
Why is that? I thought they all went to bed at like 7.
That's why.
No. You go to bed, but you don't sleep. You don't get another interrupted 8 hours of sleep unless I get like a sleep aid or if I'm really sick. I don't get 8 hours straight.
Do you remember at a point in your late 20s where you ever felt like you were old?
I think maybe about 35 when I first started being unable to bounce back after a night out.
Oh, okay.
I'll see, that's starting for me now, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hangovers are like 3 business days.
Literally.
And I mean business days. It's not like the weekend doesn't count.
That does not count.
Yeah, you get those days where you just feel terrible. And you feel yourself getting better, but the distance from feeling better to being better gets longer.
Well, excited about getting older, I'll tell you that.
You keep trying to do the things that you did when you were younger, it's not going to work out.
So don't chase that life, is what you're saying.
You age out of everything. There's a day where you'll turn around and be the old guy at the club, and then you just go home.
Oh, that'll never be me,
baby.
No. I can't.
Oh, yes, it will. Trust me.
That picture you just painted, I feel like I saw myself.
No, you know what? As somebody who's in between these ages, I have felt that where I've been out and been like, oh, man, everybody here is so young. So young. Mm. And what am I doing? I'm the old guy at the club. At the bar. I don't go to a club.
Well, to be fair, you might not feel old. You just might realize, for me, I used to like going out to adult entertainment. One day I realized I was wasting a lot of money.
Oh, the strip club.
There you go.
One day you realize you were wasting a lot of money. And one day you realized that like
marry them.
The dancers were like half your age.
The half your age part, I didn't get that far. I think I was maybe about my early 40s before I realized I had stopped going like 6-7 years ago because I was basically paying their phone bills, at least.
So wow.
That was yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Listen, you guys are still young. Enjoy it. I mean, not to sound like a stick in the mud, but you don't even know what old is yet. Enjoy this while you have it. It doesn't last forever.
All right. That's sound advice. That's fair.
There's the old saying, Father Time is undefeated. Eventually, everybody just goes home.
But we're not there yet.
This is depressing.
No, enjoy
this
it.
Enjoy this it. Is so depressing.
Well, Sam, thank you for your valuable insight. Or I should say your wisdom.
Yes.
Well, look at that. We all feel a little bit younger after that call.
Yeah. Yeah.
After Sam came through and made us realize that it's not that bad. And by the way, 57 is not that old either.
Well, I don't think so.
He made us realize it's not that bad now, but he didn't exactly make me excited to get there.
You know what? I think Sam's got some stuff that he's had to work through too in his life.
And
right?
I'm glad we gave him a chance to talk about it.
Yeah. You know what? We are here for you. Mm-hmm. If ever you have something to get off your chest. Old Oreo, all right?
There.
It's Moe and Carla Mornings. We're commercial free with LMF.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.